God has done great things. Let's give him the glory. You may take your seats. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Father, we thank you for today. Another day, another hour before you. Thank you for divine providence. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness, O God. As we approach your word this morning, we declare ourselves not able, but the Holy Spirit is able. Give us guidance, Lord, and bless your holy name. Father, many people are watching from their homes, and many from every part of the world. And even during the week, some will log in and watch the fellowship of this hour. We pray that you reach unto them, Lord, and draw souls of men unto you, that your name might be glorified. Even in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Our scripture for today is going to be taken from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. The system we use is down today, so we are going to read straight from the scripture, and I'll read for you. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. See? But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbered not. I want you to note two important aspects of this ministration today. He said, by reason of whom the way of the truth, that's what me and you have believed and believing, shall be evil spoken of. And that they through covetousness and with feigned words shall make merchandise of you. So today we are going to speak, by the grace of God, on spiritual bullies. Spiritual bullies, part one. I want us to understand that we are referring in the spiritual here, but we are going to talk about the parallel between the bullies of this world and the bullies that happens even in the household of God. And if God gives us grace, it shall be like part one, part two, and part three. If God gives the grace along the way. Society has come to recognize the irreparable harm that bullies inflict upon fellow mankind. They do emotional damage. They do physical destruction and also spiritual harm to people. Many a times, those that are being bullied at a point are in such agony and pain and suffering that they even contemplate or do take their own life. We see this among youths, and I want the younger generation that here this morning to pay attention. It cuts across both youth and older people. But I want the younger one to also pay very much attention on the sermon of this morning about bullies. In this time, spiritual one. Society has recognized the damage to the point that they have created laws and provided resources to counter the evil that bully does to people. They even get together society of men and women, among them celebrities, to speak against this, help those who are being bullied, and try to see what can be done to repair the damage done to them. We see bullying in school. We see bullying in homes. We see bullying in place of work. I remember, if we have time, I will give you stories. People that I maybe prayed with, people that I've counseled, the ones that I've read about the harm of bullying. And this cut across all gender, all color. It can be to a man, to a woman, it can be to a child or adult. I've personally intervened where adults are being bullied, even by their own children. So bullying is a spiritual evil that is being done in the world today. And of concern is that this bullying has extended even into the household of faith. Nobody, and I said nobody, should be bullied. Not because of your color, not because of your gender, even because of your sexual identity, you shouldn't be bullied for that. Not because you're a child, you are poor, you are weak, or whatever reason, nobody should be bullied. If you cannot win somebody by love and good discourse, good behavior, showing good example, then you don't have a duty towards that person. Today, we are going to talk about one part of bullying, but I say there are three parts. One is when shepherds, people that are called into the ministry, people that are called to use the podium as an avenue to bully others because they are standing behind the pulpit or because they are in position of authority. It goes to the fivefold ministry, the ministry of apostle, the ministry of prophets, the ministry of evangelists, the ministry of pastors and teachers. And it even transcends to those who are delegated to position of authority. Some churches have deacons and deaconess that are use their position to become bully to others. Some people have youth fellowship leader. Some people are praise team leaders that turn to become bullies. Some people are prayer group leaders, evangelical group leaders that has become bullies and suppress and destroy or pull down children of God. Not realizing what God has said, that we are shepherds, that shepherds we should watch the flock and not lord it over the lost inheritance, but be example in faith, in charity, in purity, and so on and so forth. So these are the elements we found even in the household of God. So the society is addressing the ones in school, the ones in place of work, the ones in different areas. But they are not capable, or they don't know that even this exists in the household of faith. And that is where we are going to this morning by God's grace. I want to point out quickly that I don't want a situation whereby you start to think a man of God, a shepherd, a minister. Most ministers, most men of God are good people that are out to serve, out to do the right thing. They wash the saints' feet, per se. They cry over your situation. They pray. They go on fasting. They do everything that God has called them to do. Even in secret. Some are without reward. Some don't have money to show for it. Some does this because they love God. In fact, most men of God are wonderful people who are out to serve God, as servants of God, as instruments of God. And because they are so lonely, and so they are so lowly and unrecognized, maybe they walk to church instead of driving fancy car, maybe they are in the village church or mega church or whatever they are. Because of this, some people in the church look down on them. They practically despise them. They look at them. They don't see them or give them the recognition, the respect that they deserve. I want to tell you, and I say it to anybody who is watching or listening, if you fall among this group, shame on you. I say double shame on you, because what you are doing is to weaken the hands of such men of God, who are actually followers of Christ, who are actually those who promote the gospel in the right way. They are not doing what the Bible says, that they are using, they are speaking against the way of the truth. They are making, they're promoting the gospel. They are not out to pull down the way of the truth. But because they are not recognized, because they are not charismatic enough, because they are not flamboyant, because they are not intimidating and pushing you down, many people take them for granted. Shame on you if you're a Christian and you're doing that. You should honor such ones as God has deemed it respectable, that you should give them due respect because they are doing the will of God. Many people that fall into these categories are not recognized. You don't see their names on TV. You don't hear about the millions they have accrued. They serve God diligently. So there shouldn't be any excuse for you to do that. However, there are some few percentage who are what we call wolves in sheep clothing. Again, I want to point out before we move on that because you are a Christian, or because people at times, every one of us, let me say like this, every one of us at times exhibit attitude of bullying. It is not intentional. It's not repetitive. Maybe they are very aggressive kind of personality. They are pushy a little. But don't equate them as bullies. Because what I've seen among some people is that when such ones maybe did it once, you immediately term them as bullies. And because of this, many Christians now write them off. When they don't take admonition, they don't take correction, once they exercise or build up their mind that this person is a bully, which they are not, they write off good admonition, they write off good corrections as he's just a bully. No, such person, maybe they made a mistake which is not acceptable, but they are not a bully. Bullies are people who are habitual, chronic psychopaths that take pleasure in pulling other people down, that take pleasure in pushing other people, making them to feel bad about themselves, pointing out to the negative aspects of their life, or even their positive aspect of their life, turning it around so that you feel miserable about yourself. One lady once told me, "I am afraid of going to work." I say, "Why?" He said, "Because there is this, my manager, and every time I come across him or her or him, he makes a comment, he says things that makes me miserable all day. And he takes joy doing that over and over and over. And because this lady needs money, she has to go to work. And when she goes to work, she is afraid of stepping out of the house. Those are bullies. That is what they do." But then we are talking of the household of faith today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So one, don't write off corrections. Don't write off admonition as it's just bullying. Not everybody falls into that category. Two, uphold those who are worthy, men of God who are actually doing what they should do to the glory of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I said here, spiritual bullies are enabled by spiritual cowards. Spiritual bullies are promoted, are held up by spiritual cowards. Why do I say that? These are people who have allowed themselves to be subjected to fear, intimidation, manipulation of these bullies, and will not recognize that we have two distinctive characteristics that God has given each one of us. One is that we should be as a lamb, like the Lamb of God himself. At the same time, the righteous is as bold as a lion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These cowards at times are in environment. I call them cowards because I've heard stories, I've seen stories, whereby good, able people watch in the household of God while others are being bullied, while others are being manipulated, while others are being misused, and they don't say anything. Now know that evil prospers when good men keeps silent. Evil prospers when good men or women keep silent. Now you should speak as an oracle of God at all times. You should speak in humility, in love, in correction. But at the same time, some of the things that I've seen that are being done are done in where there are hundreds of people who know what is going on. Those close to the leadership knows what is going on, but they keep mum because they want to maintain their position. I call them spiritual cowards. You are enabling bullies in that place. It shouldn't be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, some of the people that are bullied allow themselves to be bullied because they don't know their identity in Christ Jesus. They don't know who they are in Christ. If you know who you are in Christ, if you have good knowledge of the Word of God, if you are not straddling the face, one leg in and one leg out, as many do, then you will know who you are. You will know the authority you have. I don't care if you're a young kid. I don't care if you're a grown-up. If you are solidly built on the Word of God, then you will know you stand. I'm going to point to that later on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So I say that spiritual bullies, they allow themselves, at times, they pick on people. And they pick on them who felt maybe they become misplaced, identity. They don't really know who they are in Christ, or they have what they call humility. They are so humble, and they allow everybody to walk all over them, and these bullies pick on them. This shouldn't be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You should know who you are, because these things that is being done makes it possible for the way of the truth to be evil spoken of. And that shouldn't be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I call them wolves in sheep clothing, and they have some common characteristics. We've had stories of ministers who use the podium, their placed in as a shepherd to manipulate and make themselves extra wealthy by manipulating people. One of them who is going to jail recently, I'm not going to name names, went to the elders of the church, convinced them, no, I'm hearing, I'm speaking from the oracle of God, and made them to sign away their livelihood unto him. Thank God the authority caught up with them. I was listening some months ago about one of them who was caught. This was in South Africa, caught at the airport, and the atrocity he was doing, the testimony of one of the young ladies that was being abused, and many of them. And what pains me most is that not just that this man is evil, many elders, many women, many good people are in that church and didn't raise their voice, even though they know what is going on. And for that, the comment of one of those young ladies touched me. He said, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to call on God again. If I mention God, I'll think of him. And she still called him man of God because she's not used to that. Those are not men of God. Those are evil. I say there are some characteristics that bullies have. Bullies, apostasy, and immorality are common companions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23 verse 14. Jeremiah 23 verse 14. And God said, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthened also the hands of evil doers that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as of Gomorrah. These are what God said, these are ministers, as we call them today, prophets, apostles, and so on. I said here that they have certain characteristics in common. They apostasy, they indulge in that. Immorality, they indulge in that. That's how you find out some of them in the household of faith. They take this word of God and twist it to suit their own fancy. They tell people that they hear from God. We receive from God. They are always at times prophetic in speech, bringing in big words that confuse simple-minded ones. And because of that, they tend to suppress those who don't have good knowledge of the word of God. I myself have seen some. Some have extended this to me, not knowing who I am, that I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I have a vision for you. I have a dream for you. Thus say the Lord, this and that and that. But what they are saying is not lined up with the word of God. And because of this, many follow them because they say things they say is from God. They do things that they say is from God. But if you check closely, it is not lined up with the word of God. These are spiritual bullies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, it says, also, by virtue of their office, they claim superior spirituality without the necessary humility. They sacrifice godly service on ego and altar of power. They like to exercise power over people. They form a mental, the kind of a environment of dictatorship. You cannot say anything to them because they put themselves on this high pedestal. You cannot approach them. You may have to go through secretaries and stuff to come to them. They don't want anybody. They have people who are quarterbacking for them always. In 1 Peter 5:3, it says here, that neither as being lords over God's heritage. Amen. First and foremost, you have to know that you are God's heritage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. that you are God's heritage and not any man's heritage. I don't care what he called himself, a pastor, a preacher, a minister, a prophet, apostle. Some call themselves chief apostle. Some call themselves double prophets. Some give them names, so much accolades and titles and so on and so forth to make them stand out. But they are empty and they are without any value. So you should not subject yourself to them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the days of the old, it surprised me that the same thing is happening today, but in different way. Those of us who are read children, read history, have heard of in the days of Inquisition, in the days of excommunication, when a man, a papal pope, has authority over the kingdoms of the whole earth. How does he do that? If any king, any monarch, any prince of this world disobey them, they put the edict of excommunication over them. What is excommunication? That once we say this, they carry out their ritual, they show the pomp of it, and then they declare it and say, you are now excommunicated. Everybody is now believing in that nation that if they die, they go to hell. If their children die, they go to hell. Whatever happened, they cannot. They are separated from God. They kept this up for hundreds of years, and by means of this, they control the whole world until that firebrand of God, Luther, came up and look at it and say, no, this is not right. That the Bible has shown me that the just shall live by faith. And he went and put 95 theses in the doors of the university where he is and disclaimed that all this is. That the inquisition that has been going on, whereby man will come to man and say, pay for your sin. And you give them some amount of money. And they say, because you have paid, you can now, any sin you have done has forgiven. And even the sin you commit in the future have been forgiven. Today, we don't hear of inquisition. But there is still inquisition in the church. Today, we don't hear of excommunication. But there is still in the church. We are people who have 900,000 followers. And many people around them are seeing what they do. They call the youth of praise team and they have orgy in their bedroom. They take them around the world and do whatever they want with them and they hide them. And they so destroy the soul of these children that they are scared for life in the household of God. Where some people raise millions and millions and millions only to use it to abuse what is right. They amass it for themselves. And you know what? The spiritual cowards in the church are the ones that uphold them. G.O. This, that. They are our papa. They are our, they cattle to them. They bow to them. They praise them. Everything they say is like God is speaking. But they are not speaking for God. Because they have taken the way of truth and make merchandise of it and bullied people into submission, manipulated people in such a way that they don't have a voice again. And they always come up with a way to put you down. That is not the gospel that God has called us to preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. They encourage human worship. They develop cult-like personality around themselves. Many of them have charisma. Many of them put on the safe, righteous attitude of such, you know, they don't even want you to dress up or look nice in the church. Some of them, they come in different ways. That's a way of control. You have to fast or do this or whatever. They make it in such a way that God has not ordained. They put an aura of mystery over themselves. They create a fellowship, organization, or belief that is full of such mystery word, mysterious word. At times they are so prophetic, always projecting on what will happen or what will not happen. And so they put the mind of men. And I was watching how in God's name, can a sensible man, a sensible woman, a woman, a man, a family, take their children to this environment sit there day and day and night, take everything they have and put into such gospel for such garbage, because they are in delusion, because they have been manipulated to the point they don't have any spiritual light in them again. These are what bullies does in the household of God. And people of God should not support such. People of God should not sit by and let it take hold, promote it to the point that it's all over the whole world. I say that these are spiritual cowards that allow this to happen. It shouldn't happen in the household of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Nobody should have you in captivity through the word of God. It is never so. God does not make slave of any man. God does not make slave of any woman. The gospel of Christ is for salvation, for lifting up, to build you up in righteousness, in faith, in purity, in holiness. But it doesn't in any way make slave of you. It doesn't in any way subject you to fear. Any gospel that is a gospel of intimidation is not the gospel of Christ Jesus. You should not agree. You should not bow. You should not acknowledge such. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to speak to you young people here in the church this morning. I want you to know that God is there for you. Amen. Timothy. Paul told Timothy, let no man despise your youth. Amen. Say, let no man despise your youth. Be an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't allow anybody to despise your youth. If you are solidly built on the word of God, then don't allow that to be a reason for anybody to manipulate you. The young lady was saying, oh, the man of God. I say, she's still calling him the man of God. And is narrating everything this so-called man of God have done, because she has been conditioned into that area, into that level. Elihu in the Bible, in the book of Job, says that I thought that wisdom should speak a number of years and so on and so forth. But I know that wisdom comes from the Lord. I'm speaking to the youth. When you know God and people are telling you anything contrary to the word of God, don't yield to it, because they're coming from area of spiritually high level that I'm better than you. Like she took the Bible and put on one of the people's head and say, I'm downloading God's word to you. But that is what God said, this in his own interpretation. And the young kid believe it so. No, you should not go with that. If what anybody is telling you to do is contrary to the word of God, I don't care whether it's a prophet, apostle, preacher, whatever, and you look at it, say, no, I'm not going to do it. And if everybody around you agree with it, but in your spirit, the spirit that God has given you, you know that this is wrong, don't agree to it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And you so-called shepherds, or ministers, or prophets, Jude describes you completely. He says you are spots in our feast of charity. You are like trees that doesn't bear fruit, double rooted up and dead. It's like crowds without rain, the book of Jude calls you. Condemned to damnation. You have taken the word of God and make merchandise of it, and make many to speak evil of the way that I know to be truth. So that when we go to evangelize, when we go to preach to people, when we go to minister to people, many of them counter and say, you men of God, because of the bad examples you have shown. Know that your judgment is coming. It may tarry, it may wait. The wheel of judgment might be slow, but it will catch up to you. The thing you have to do is to change from your evil ways, because God is not in your action. You are making evil to prosper instead of elevating the kingdom of God. It is not right. I want you to know that you are a child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you are not a child or a for any other person but to God alone. The person who gave you salvation is called Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible told us, and I'm going to round up very soon, if any man preach the gospel other than that which we have preached, he said, let him be an anathema. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He doesn't care who they are. If it is against the gospel, let it be so. Bullying has been there since ages. I was reading the scriptures. Micah was a prophet of God, and he spoke in the will of God. And Zedekiah, before the kings, went and slapped him and said, who are you? When did the Spirit of God pass by from me to speak to you? Those are the nature of bullies. They even intimidate great people or small people, any person for that matter. This is a prophet that speaks to us, say the Lord. A false prophet have the audacity to go and slap him in front of all Israel because of who they are. These are their natures. Let the church learn to stand up to these ones. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, touch not, handle not, do not even smell it. Anything, any form of worship, any form of belief that is against the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, touch not, taste not, handle not, any of these things. And that is where we should stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to appeal to everybody here this morning as we go to pray, and those of you who are watching, I want to say that no mortal being purchased your salvation. They are nothing but the servants of God. At best, they are an instrument in God's hand. If they are true instruments, they will not go against the word of God. But if anybody wants to use their position as a pastor, as a minister, as a whatever, to put you in subjection, I mean, for half time, I'll tell you stories, some of them personal. I was, as a young man, forced to carry the rod of a prophet and follow him around. That's another story of my life. Only that he's not a prophet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was, as a young man, forced to follow another one, or with our knowledge, followed him, believe everything he says, until his true nature was revealed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us are falling into those. Do not fall into that. Let us pray. As you are watching from the home, wherever you are this morning, I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. Amen? Amen. The world is going through trials and situation at this point. I want you to know that God is there for you always. You might be in this, and some of the so-called prophets are calling you and to give you a vial of oil. You know, some of them might be in line with the scripture. Some of them might not. And tell you to bring money, bring this so that they can deliver. The only person that can deliver you is Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If anybody wants to offer prayer to you and have to do it because you have to pay some money, start to think that this is not the will of God. It's not in line with the word of God. God has given us his gift for free, and it should be used accordingly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I pray for anybody who is watching. If you haven't given your life to Christ, I call on you. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. If you are out there and you are suffering at this time, like many are suffering in the world, know that God is able to deliver and able to heal. If you are out there and this situation of COVID-19 has destroyed everything you are holding to, families dead, friends, resources taken away or put on hold, know that Jesus Christ is still the way maker. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He called himself the good shepherd, and he remains so till today. Father, reach out to them, bless them, guide them, and Father, receive all the glory. Thank you for everything you have done for us this day, and Father, we thank you. I pray for such men that are in the pulpit or has power over people, and they are misusing it. Touch them that they may change, that they may give their life to Christ, really, and turn to God, and be an instrument in the hand of the Lord. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now raise your hand and bless the name of the Lord. Just bless him. Tell him he's good. Tell him he's great. Immortal God, invisible, omnipotent God himself. The great I am is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Ah, our holy God. The spoken word himself is with his people this day and is here to comfort your hearts. Believe in the name of Jesus that with God all things are possible. That he will elevate you. You will not be put to shame. This week you will have victory. In the name of Jesus. As you go out, the name of the Lord will go before you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will uphold you. The great shepherd will watch over you. You shall not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. No evil shall come before you or close to your dwelling. Your children shall do great. And your inheritance shall be established. In the name of Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. Even in your life. This week. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our God, and that sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's continue praising the Lord.